Phil Tsang can type at a blistering pace. He's one of 16 transformation interns working full-time this summer at the State Office of Information Management and Technology. Tsang and his fellow interns developed a document management tracking system for the Department of Budget and Finance and re-engineered a paper-driven system.
We try to digitalize this entire process by introducing a computer program that you can send forms, you can approve, maybe digital signatures, it'll act as a storage as well. So instead of having a paper process, which would, you know, just add up stacks of paper on their desks, it'd take, you know, from days to weeks to months. We'd cut that down to, you know, days to hours to minutes because it'll all just be electronic.
The interns also worked with other departments on business process overhauls. Budget and Finance Director Calbert Young says paper-based systems are used statewide, but the transformational work started by the interns proved that even antiquated technology can be optimized.
The interns had to work on technology platforms that currently exist within the state, and many of the platforms are not the most contemporary. That's all changing, so that was a challenge for them to use what was currently existing in developing an electronic process.
Deputy Chief Information Officer for Business Transformation, Randy Baltimore, oversees the internship program. He says a lot of time is invested to educate and work with the interns who bring computer-based knowledge and skill sets. Baltimore says these perspectives are critical as the state embarks on modernizing the system over the next 5 to 6 years.
The Enterprise Resource Planning Program, which is basically going to integrate the core systems of the state, also overhauling the tax system to process refunds quicker, health IT, the Affordable Care Act implementation of a state-based exchange for Hawaii, and then open government, providing services to the community through online platforms.
Governor Neil Abercrombie met with the interns and spoke to others on the neighbor islands via video conferencing. The governor presented individual certificates and told the interns they embody the future.
You're the forerunners right now of what's going to be taking place for the rest of the 21st century. I hope that you'll share these experiences and be a resource for us in terms of support for those children who don't necessarily have the means to participate.
Two transformation internship programs have been completed by the state since the 2012 fall semester. Tsang, who will be a junior majoring in economics at Claremont McKenna College, plans to pursue a career as a business consultant and maybe return to Hawaii.
This was my first professional experience, so yes, it was quite interesting working with people of, you know, different titles, different educational backgrounds, and at some point I would like to work for the government. There's always an opportunity here. There is a lot of work that can be done, that should be done. Now, always have to look ahead. Keep your eyes out.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.